The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
Moments before I was heading on the Sports Center for the 9 a.m. Sports Center. So we were able to get it on the show, but I was surprised he did it so early. It didn't fully surprise me that he opted out. And that doesn't mean, of course, that he's leaving Miami for sure. But I was surprised at the timing. But, you know, when you think about it, it actually was a very smart move by LeBron James, because what he wants to do is look at his best options. He wants to look at the best case scenarios in all the possible situations.
There's a lot of talk there. In essence, Chris Broussard, who's from ESPN, in a talk radio interview, talking about LeBron James deciding to opt out of his contract with the Miami Heat and becoming an unrestricted free agent. The LeBron James situation, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The week ending June 27th, we'll be reviewing all of the top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Excuse my voice. every once in a while, all of us have that place that our voice goes. Anyway, Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. It's all about the talk radio industry and the talk television industry. And what happens in this circumstance is that each week, along with the producers of this program, Ken Kessler, other folks on the staff, the folks at Talkers monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. That's how they come up with this list. And Sports Talk Radio is usually in this number 10 position, whatever it is that is affecting the conversation. LeBron James, number 10.
Number 9.
The number 9 item, also a sports issue, if you will, or a sports event, the World Cup. People talking about it. The interest is higher than I've ever seen in this sort of an event. Talk host Eddie Fingers and Tracy Jones here, with a focus on Team USA advancing in the World Cup, even though they lost to Germany on Thursday.
This is so typical soccer. You lose, and you still get your milk and cookies. It's an incredible sport. It really is. You lose, and you get a trophy. You get to advance. How can you advance if you have one win, a loss, and a tie? How does that work? I know the differential in the goals and stuff, but it just seems so, I swear to God, the grass fairies are so funny because you get to move on. And but those three games, I think, were horrible. I think they played, they were inconsistent. They were lacking leadership and momentum. I mean, it was really simple. I mean, if you really want to break it down.
I think that there was a friendly handshake between the coach of the Americans and the coach of the Germans. Those guys, Trace, I don't know if you know that, they worked together.
Yeah.
They assisted coached together. So you got to, you know, because the devil's saying, why would they do that? I was like, why not? Because if you tie, or if you only win by one, you advance, we both advance.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of tough to throw a soccer game when you're the coach. I mean, the players are out there playing. I mean, that's kind of tough. It's not like calling football plays or maybe pulling a pitcher.
No, I'm saying, no, you just tell the guys, like, hey, and we saw some of those guys just kicking it back and forth there for a long time. They were doing that crap. Hey, Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, are you a soccer guy?
No, and I don't know if you can remember a movie called Boys and Company C. It was a Vietnam movie, and yes, a coach and a country can throw a soccer game, because it was the American team versus the Vietnamese team, both military, the Army versus their Army, and we was told to throw the game after we could have beat them, and we had to throw the game. And the Army, our guy said, come on, man, we can beat these. No, for their
Okay, look. That's a key thing. This was a movie, right?
You're talking about the longest yard. That was a football movie, not football. And Burr Reynolds actually came back and won the game at the end.
I think I remember that myself. 888-302-3684 to comment on what's going on this week in the countdown. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com, and to use social media. It's Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day. Conan, before we leave this World Cup fever item, here's Conan O'Brien having some fun at the expense of those who love soccer.
The U.S. lost to Germany, but because FIFA rules dictate that teams get 1 point for a tie, 3 points for a win, and 0 points for a loss, and both the U.S. and Portugal had a score of 4, and because the U.S. team had a higher goal differential, the U.S. still advances. That's the rule. Ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, is why Americans don't follow soccer.
And that may be true. All right, so there we are with an overview of number 9. Coming up, number 8, sort of a worn-out horse, but yet there's a new wrinkle in the conversation, so we'll get to that. That's what you stand by for as you continue to listen to this week's overview from the top to the bottom, from number 10 to number 1. It's the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings in all flooring like Quick Click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot. Solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179. And this weekend only, get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Number eight this week as we continue to focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly event here on the radio. Ah, yes, the week would not be complete without a discussion of global warming, right? Here's a radio host, Gerilyn Steele, talking to realtor Willow Kelly about how the forecast for coastal areas has changed over the past 10 years and how the continuing debate over climate change impacts the sale of real estate.
It's really quite remarkable. The forecasts, you know, a decade ago weren't really good about, you know, climate change and how the coastal areas needed to be warned about that. And that has kind of changed. The message coming out of those areas is a little different. I'm sure it has a lot to do with the buying and selling of those properties as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. I think, you know, we've always been, you know, prudent. We have felt in our building construction, preparing for the hazards of flooding, you know, mitigating wind hazards. You know, we do live along the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, and hurricanes happen to hit us every now and then. So I think when it comes to that, you know, we're doing all that we can and learning as much as possible about how we move forward in planning for the future.
You know, a lot of people do look at some of these areas and say, why do we have to keep helping? Why don't people just move out and just stop trying to live on the coastal areas? But that really isn't an option.
Well, it's kind of an unrealistic way to look at it. And actually, there was an author, a co-author of a book here a couple years ago. And when we asked, well, what are we supposed to do about our culture, our livelihoods? You know, what are we supposed to do about our future? And her response was, well, just move to the mainland, as in inland. There'll always be a shoreline. It will just be in a different place if we could just get rid of all these structures. Well, is that how we're going to handle not only coastal North Carolina, but Florida, Texas? How about Washington, D.C., New York City? It's just not a realistic kind of option. I mean, that article in the Post focused more on sea level rise and predictions of sea level rise in the future and how we can possibly plan for future sea level rise based on, you know, modeled predictions, what something may or may not happen. So I think that's been a lot of debate here in North Carolina, is that we kind of took a step back 4 years ago and said, rather than adopt an official sea level rise rate for the state of North Carolina, we're going to just take a step back, look at all the science. And this doesn't preclude any local government from adopting any ordinances or regulations to, you know, mitigate any future hazard of sea level rise. But rather than try to plan for something that may or may not happen 86 years from now, what we're going to do is take a step back, look at the research, look at the science, make sure it's balanced.
Number seven this week on the Talk Radio Review is the focus, and appropriately so in my way of looking at things, as to what's going on with illegal immigrants, the influx of children, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a radio guy named Bruce Wolf with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. They discuss the thousands of illegal immigrant children that have shown up in Arizona.
Tell us how horrible the problem is right now in Arizona.
It'll break your heart when you see kids lined up and put into just kind of hard to imagine, like cattle. They approach border security. They say the same thing, that they're here, fleeing their lives from the cartels. And they know, now evidence now is surfacing that the administration knew exactly what was happening and approaching for contracts. I mean, it revealed yesterday that they were actually soliciting contracts to reunite and bring people throughout the country. And the numbers that they were quoting were over 65,000 of these kids. And that's considerably higher than what we've seen before. But this is, we've got outbreaks of measles. We've got problems with antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis in these camps. So this is troubling. And then last but not least, Dan, is our purpose is that no conduct or conversation with the governors of the respective states talking in regards to what do we do, how do we do it, and what kind of resources are we going to look at.
All right, so that's number seven, focusing on illegal immigration in our country. Up next, number six. You'll want to, if you're interested in politics, want to stay tuned for the number six item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
An overview of the charts for the week of June 23rd to the 27th. Every week at this time, 52 weeks a year, we overview what's going on conversationally in the world of news talk radio with the influence on television as well. Hillary Clinton has been all over radio and television, in person and under scrutiny and for discussion purposes. Number six this week, Mrs. Clinton's memoir, and whether or not she's broke or what their financial status is, she and her husband. Here's host Chad Hasty talking to a political analyst named Matt McCowick. He says Mrs. Clinton is starting to become or sound like her own worst enemy.
Hillary Clinton, her book is, depending on who you talk to, is doing okay or not doing okay. It's not doing great. I don't think anyone out there is saying that her book is just off the charts. Everything's going amazing. But she is going around getting a lot of press and a lot of bad press that is out there. Is the strategy right now, you think, from Republican activists and strategists who are out there, is it to get a lot of bad news out right now about Hillary Clinton to maybe, I guess, help make up her mind and force her not to run for election?
Well, I mean, I think that, sure, if she were to choose not to run, there would be tremendous uncertainty about the Democratic candidate for president in 2016. The bench is extraordinarily weak on the Democratic side. You would think that Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts would be perhaps the likely nominee, but it would be kind of a free for all. But I don't necessarily think this is about what Republicans are doing. I think it's about what Hillary's doing. And, because, you know, she set up all these softball interviews with, you know, lots of rules. And she'll only, you know, talk to this person on this day for this many minutes. And ultimately she's the one that's creating all the problems for herself. With the things she's saying, I mean, she's really showing that she's going to have a very difficult time talking about her own wealth. There was a really, really good piece in the Washington Post this morning about Democratic concerns with her ability to talk about her wealth and to appeal to the middle class, something she's been able to do in the past. But, you know, the Clintons have earned over $100 million in the last 8 years, and so their lives have changed considerably. So, you know, she just has created a lot of problems for herself with this, you know, intense round of media over the last 2 weeks. I think it showed that she's not as strong a candidate as people think, that, you know, the media scrutiny is going to be significant, and I think ultimately this is going to make her rethink whether running for president is what she wants to do and something she should do.
Well, I think you go back to 2008 when she was, you know, first considered unbeatable. Barack Obama beat her, and we can chalk that up to, you know, being first, you know, the first black president. We can chalk it up to Hillary fatigue, maybe, but she was beaten. I think even since then, wouldn't you agree that even since then she's become weaker with, you know, the scandals that happened in the State Department and everything that she's kind of touched and been a part of, and now with this wealth issue that she's made so much money. They made a big deal out of Mitt Romney. You know, he could not connect to people because he had so much money. It seems like she's just a weaker candidate than she was back in 2008.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is, you know, for the most part, her 4 years, while there's not an accomplishment, there also, even at the time, didn't seem to be a glaring, you know, weakness or a major problem. It's only now that some of these foreign policy decisions during her time as that we've started to see how bad the result is. Obviously, Iraq is you know, exploding, and she's got some culpability for that. Only now we know more about Benghazi than we did, you know, let's say during the 2008, you know, presidential campaign when it was less known. And so, you know, you just, ultimately, I think, as President Obama's foreign policy continues to really kind of explode, she's got responsibility for that. And so it's kind of a ticking time bomb. It just goes off and ultimately makes you say, well, what the hell is she doing for 4 years? Why are we in such a terrible position?
All right, so there's obviously no fan of Hillary there, but there are people who are following her who do like her. The book's selling very well. Number six is Hillary Clinton. Number seven, the influx of illegal immigrants. Number eight, global warming. Number nine, the World Cup fever. Number 10, what's going on with LeBron James?
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Number five this week on our talk radio review, the situation in Iraq. What a mess, huh? Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I had a conversation with CBS Foreign Affairs analyst Pamela Falk about this continuing focus on Iraq that we have in America, what a mess we've created, and if there was any way we could have seen some of the problems that right now exist coming before they started.
Well, it's Monday morning quarterbacking, wrong season, but the reality is that that's a big debate right now. President Obama says this is a medium and long-term threat, and in a bit of a response to former Secretary of State Clinton's comment that she would have armed the moderate opposition in the early days in Iraq, he said that that was a fantasy, that there was a moderate opposition that could have overtaken these extremist jihadists, but there are a lot of people that feel that Maliki is not capable of including any kind of Sunni government. Now, this group, by the way, Doug, it's Saddam Hussein groups, it's Sunni extremists, it's people, it's Al Qaeda splinter groups, and they're taking over cities, including Mosul, where they raided the bank. So they have somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion and all of the arms that U.S. left behind with the Iraqi government. So it's very difficult, and there's a great debate about whether this could have been prevented. And it almost seems like the U.S. feels its hands are somewhat tied in stopping it at this point.
And under the circumstances, if we had left some troops there, Monday morning quarterbacking again?
It would have been better to leave some troops in order to, a lot of people seem to think, there were quite a few different voices, Republican and Democrat, on Face the Nation this weekend, feeling that it would have at least prevented some of these takeovers of major cities in Iraq. However, the Maliki government was incapable and would not allow a status of forces agreement that would have protected American troops. So again, President Obama's hands were somewhat tied at this point. Things went too far. So whether or not they could have been solved in the early days is the point of debate. But right now, the U.S. is confronting a very, very dangerous situation in the Middle East.
Number four.
The number four item as we continue to work our way toward number one is all of the activity at the Supreme Court. There were some very interesting rulings this week. Supreme Court on Thursday unanimously struck down a law in Massachusetts that barred protests, counseling, and other speeches near abortion clinics. A painted line on the sidewalk is easy to enforce, but the prime objective of the First Amendment is not efficiency, wrote the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, in the majority opinion, joined by the court's four-member liberal wing. The law enacted in 2007 created 35-foot buffer zones around entrances to abortion clinics. State officials said the law was a response to a history of harassment and violence at abortion clinics in Massachusetts. And the law was challenged on First Amendment grounds by opponents of abortion who say they sought to have quiet conversations with women entering clinics to tell them about alternatives. Very interesting. The court was unanimous about the bottom line, but divided on the reasoning. So that's one of the Supreme Court rulings this week. Another one, the ruling on the Obama recess appointments, is the focus of this conversation from a program hosted by Steve Scott. Here he talks to Josh Gerstein from Politico.com about the ruling against the president.
Josh, what did the High Court say?
Well, the High Court said at least five of the justices put in their opinion against the president, that these three appointments to a labor board, that the president didn't have authority to make them, so-called recess appointments, because it was only during a three-day break in the Senate sessions. That majority of the court said that it's basically up to the Senate to decide when it's in session and not, and that it's not for the president to decide. The four of the conservative justices would have gone even farther and knocked out the president's appointments on several other more technical grounds, but it's a pretty big defeat, not just for President Obama, but for future presidents. Largely undercutting, if not eviscerating, their ability to make these sort of unilateral appointments during the course of a congressional session.
Hey, Josh, explain this for us. Does this undo the appointments? Are some of these appointees now out of their jobs?
No, you know, these appointees already have moved on. Other people had been appointed into these jobs. So I don't think we're going to see any significant number of people being thrown out of jobs because there was already sort of a political deal to get new people in to these posts. But it does throw into question some of the rulings that this labor panel, the NLRB, made over a couple-year period. But the more important impact, I think, is going forward, this tool presidents have had to fill slots that have been open in the executive branch, sometimes when there was sort of a stalemate or gridlock in the Senate about confirming nominees, this tool of recess appointments, most of the time it looks like it's not going to be available to presidents anymore.
Are we hearing any reaction from the White House and or Republicans?
Well, you know, the White House will, I haven't heard reaction, but they'll certainly be disappointed because this was sort of a gamble that the president and his administration made. They did blame having to take these steps on what they saw as obstructionism by the Republicans. Republicans, I think, very happy with this decision. You know, House Speaker John Boehner was out just yesterday talking about a lawsuit against the president for what they view as executive overreach in a number of areas, and this opinion really underscores those arguments by suggesting the president did something in making these appointments that the Constitution simply doesn't permit.
All right. So in line with this and other decisions that are a focus of lots of conversation, a lot of legal decisions this week, not just by the Supreme Court. There's a story about this federal judge who upheld gun laws this week, introduced by Colorado in the wake of all the deadly shootings that have taken place there, and also certainly a focus on Connecticut. The judge dismissed a lawsuit brought by sheriffs and gun shops and outfitters and shooting ranges. The two laws, which were passed last year by Colorado's democratically controlled legislature, with a little bit of Republican support, banned ammunition magazines that hold more than 15 rounds and required background checks for all private gun sales and transfers. The bills were introduced in response to a shooting spree that killed 12 people in that movie theater. Remember that? But the laws immediately met resistance from a lot of critics, most of the Colorado elected sheriffs who said they severely, these laws restrict citizens' constitutional rights to own and bear arms. So there's yet another interesting legal ramification and decision that will be talked about, I'm betting, for a while. Gun control is always a big conversation, as is the Supreme Court.
Number three
this week, the continuing conversation about the missing emails at the IRS. Here's Taco's Dory Monson talking about the news media deciding to finally cover this scandal. They've covered up for, his philosophy, I think his thinking is, they've covered up for Ms. Lerner, Lois Lerner, long enough.
With some of these latest revelations with Lois Lerner's emails, even the rest of the media is being dragged into this story, kicking and screaming. They don't want to be covering it. They don't want to be covering it. But now they can't ignore it because this is becoming such a significant scandal. What I'm talking about in particular is, the story about the 6 months of missing emails of Lois Lerner and six of her co-workers because all of their hard drives mysteriously, coincidentally crashed, destroying all of those communications between them and the White House. Most Americans, a brand new disastrous poll for the president, 76% of Americans believe that the IRS, with the consent of the White House, intentionally destroyed these emails because there's something damaging, possibly criminal, in those emails. And certainly we're now starting to see the truth of that, because they did get some other Lois Lerner emails in a dump outside of that 6 month window, and we're already seeing what may be criminal activity. So Chuck Grassley got an invitation to some event, both he and his wife. Lois Lerner also got an invitation to that event. Somehow Grassley's invitation accidentally got sent to Lois Lerner. And Lois Lerner, in an email, said to an IRS colleague, "Is this the one where we got the copy to Grassley? Did he get one to me? Looked like they were inappropriately offering to pay for his wife. Perhaps we should refer to exam," meaning we should audit this United States senator because he is a Republican. Now, Grassley didn't do anything illegal. He got an invitation to an event. If this organization paid for him or his wife, they would have to claim that as income or as a gift on their tax return a year from now. But before the event even happened, Lois Lerner said, "Hey, let's audit this guy." That is the IRS being used as a weapon against somebody because he was a Republican. And in fact, the IRS colleague who received that email from Lois Lerner responded, "Yes, yours and Grassley's invitations were placed in each other's envelopes. Not sure we should send to exam," meaning audit. "I think the offer to pay for Grassley's wife is income to Grassley and not prohibited on its face. Grassley's neither an officer or other insider to the organization. We would need to wait for Grassley to accept and attend and then determine whether he claims it on his tax return a year from now." In other words, Lois Lerner had already decided to punish this guy. But this is what we are seeing. I mean, we're getting more and more evidence. In fact, the IRS commissioner who was on the stand a couple of days ago, John Koskinen, he has contributed more than $85,000 to Democratic candidates and committees, not one penny to Republicans. And this is the new IRS commissioner.
All right. So it becomes the late night focus, brunt of jokes, but the country, as this describes and sort of brings this into focus, is just too big, and these people are they have too much control. All right, so that's number three. Coming up in a moment, the number two issue this week on the countdown.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot. Solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179. And this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest to you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end-of-quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Number 2.
The review continues. I'm Doug Steffen on our weekly talk radio countdown show, The Hot Hits in Talk Radio, and at number 2, the financial realities that our country and others, especially in the Western world, are facing. Here's host Joel Riley talking to financial analyst Jonathan Hennig about CapitalistPig.com and why consumer confidence, according to them, is going up while the GDP is going down.
So consumer confidence is at a 6-year high, but then I saw that productivity GDP is at a 5-year low. Those things don't seem to go together to me.
They don't, Joel. You know, consumer confidence is all the numbers, especially from the government, tend to be a little bit squirrely, and you can't take anyone in isolation. You have to look at the overall trend. When it comes to consumer confidence, that tends to follow the stock market very closely. And despite a weak last couple of days, you know, stock market is not too far from its all-time high. Now, you talk about productivity and employment, the traditional measures of the economy. That's not too surprising either. I mean, this is, what, 5-6 years into all this stimulus, all this intervention, all the green shoots and productivity we were supposed to get as a result of government intervention. It hasn't really shown up just yet. So stock market's doing really well. We know that the Federal Reserve is pumping a lot of money into financial assets especially. But the real economy, as evidenced by productivity, as evidenced by employment, really hasn't come along for the ride.
Yeah, but consumer confidence, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's like a measure of I'm comfortable in my job, I feel like I'm going to have money, so I know I'm going to be able to go out and spend, and there's stuff out there I want to buy, right?
Indeed, and, And what people are spending it on, at least spending their money on these days, is a lot of IPOs, a lot of new offerings. That's actually a positive sign. And the fact that companies, for whatever reason, are getting funded, the fact that people are confident in taking a risk when it comes to the financial markets.
All right, so there's number two. Number one would be next, and you'll get it in your ear in a matter of moments here on the Weekly Countdown.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week on the countdown, focusing on politics, primary controversies from this past week, the state of the Republican Party, that sort of thing. We have several different excerpts from a couple of different talk radio programs that have been monitored here, including this one hosted by Susan Rose and John Zach. They talked to political analyst Dr. Bruce Brzezinski about the Tea Party and the primaries this week.
Charlie Rangel appears to have held on to fend off his challenger, and it was a close call in Mississippi, but the Republican establishment won there. What do you make of all this?
Well, I tell you, Susan, you know, it's interesting with the Mississippi race. I was watching that right up until about 11:30 or midnight just to see what the if the results were going to come in. And I think that was a heck of a challenge from the Tea Party candidate. My overall take is that the recent poll that just came out, one in five Americans would associate themselves with the Tea Party and its principles. That's not enough to win any election, but I'm kind of surprised that they've got the staying power that they do. I think the jury is still out, but I think that as a movement, they have been relatively impressive. Whether they can be a legitimate, quote, political party down the road, I'm not sure.
You know, Bruce, I've always asked, I may even have asked you this previously, we continue to wonder why the Tea Party doesn't have a definitive leader or a chairperson. You would think the party movement would do better with a little organization, don't you think?
Well, John, John, I think so. I think, I mean, anybody who knows anything about politics will tell you that organization is definitely a key. Now, I suspect that if they keep making these major challenges to, especially in the primaries, to the establishment Republicans, that they're going to become a little bit more organized. They have to. In other words, if they're going to go on to beat Democrats, which is really what they ultimately want to do, they're going to need some more structure and more organization. But for now, they've been relatively impressive.
Is the Tea Party, or has it been good for the Republican Party or not, when you look at it that way?
You know, Susan, honestly, I think the jury's still out. I mean, it has basically split the Republican Party in half. 47% of Republicans think it's a good thing that there's being challenges from the Tea Party side, and almost an equal amount say no. So I think that that's problematic. The problem is, I think the Tea Party has a PR problem. I thought what Carl Calabrese said was very interesting. He said when people are quizzed as to what the Tea Party represents, most people can identify with those things: immigration reform, gun control, right to life. But when you use the term Tea Party, that turns a lot of people off. I think they still have a PR problem.
So let's follow that up with host Jimmy Lakey talking to former Congressman Bob Schaefer of Colorado about why Schaefer thinks House Speaker Boehner ought not sue President Obama over the president's use of executive orders.
Speaker Boehner's going to file a lawsuit against Obama about executive action and executive orders that he does. Give me your thoughts. This is not required. A matter of fact, there's a better and more direct constitutional way to deal with this.
There is. First, I am happy to see anyone in Congress challenging the executive branch or the president when they think the president has gone too far and exceeded the authorities of the presidency. So that's a good thing. However, when you're the Speaker of the House, suing the president and in fact appealing to the third branch of government, the judicial branch, is not exactly the strongest challenge to the president's executive authority. The Constitution gives three branches of government equal power to check and balance one another. I mean, we all learned about this in high school, right? This is the checks and balances of the three branches of government. And the Constitution does not require one branch of government to try to check and balance the second branch of government by appealing to the third branch of government. So each of these branches has direct power and authority to check and balance the other two. And so my point being is that when you're the Speaker of the House and you feel like you have to appeal to the courts, you've ignored the bigger power that you have in your own hands by virtue of being Speaker of the House. And what I imply is that what the Speaker of the House ought to do is stop funding the activities of the executive branch that the Speaker of the House feels to be excessive and harmful to the country.
All right, so there we have it, an overview of the hot hits, some pretty interesting discussions, as usually is the case. You feel like you want to express yourself? Our poll this weekend at DougStephan.com has to do with this week's top 10 talk topics. So express yourself. All 10 of them are listed there. Which one do you think is most important? In other words, which one's most important to you? The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Thanks for tuning in and turning on, as they say. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.